Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. 64 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Rain. 67 degrees.
WJDE Mobile listed.
Monitoring Lapeer.
And this is W8JDE Mobile southbound I-75 Saginaw.
Southbound 75 in Saginaw. I'm southbound on 24 out of Metamora. How you doing this morning?
And good morning. So are you living in the Metamorphos area?
Yeah, I live in Metamora. I commute to Rochester every day. Name here is Dave.
Hi, Dave. This is John. I used to live in Lapeer and have to drive down to Sterling Heights every day. I did not like that cutting over to M53 and that backup going in. I'll tell you what, some mornings that traffic was awful.
Yeah, I copy that. It's not such a bad commute into Rochester. You've got to kind of get through Oxford and Lake Orion, which isn't too terrible. And Rochester traffic's always bad. It's been like that ever since I was a little kid. I grew up there. Over.
I'll feel sorry for you then, especially if you went to school down there, too.
That would be an affirmative. I went through the Rochester schools.
And you survived.
Well, I grew up in the country, and me and my friends, when we got to be about 15 years old, we're into, well, 14 years old probably, and got into, I think then, dirt bikes, and then we were 16, souping up our cars, and having, we were nothing but a bunch of motorheads, over.
All right, so what are you driving now? Don't tell me you're driving like a 68 Roadrunner or something like, or a Super Beetle.
If I had one of those, I wouldn't go to work. No, I'm driving a 2024 Chevy Silverado.
All right, so what kind of car did you have back then? I had me a 73 Plymouth Duster, then I got a Roadrunner after that.
My go-to hot rod was the 1970 Camaro FS, and then after that it was a 1984 GT Mustang 5-liter with a hand shaker and a 4-barrel.
And I bet you that thing was just kind of like mosey down the road.
It was an absolute sleeper. I'm starting to get some bacon fry. I think I'm getting a little too far away from the Lapeer repeater here. I usually lose it around Oxford.
Yeah, very good. How long have you lived in Lapeer?
Oh, let's see. We moved up here 3.5 years ago. Sold our house in Rochester. Oh, we're in Oakland Township. We're in the northwest corner of Rochester. That's where I grew up. And we ended up buying a house on 5 acres in Metamora.
Yeah, we had us 10 acres off Smith Road. That's off Davis Lake Road over kind of like north and west of Lapeer a little bit. Couple barns and 20 horses.
Well, I tried to talk my wife into getting a couple of goats. I thought it'd just be fun to have goats, but the problem is I got this dingo that would probably want to fight with them all day long, so that would not work out. So instead, I'm saving my money for a side-by-side, a nice Polaris 1000.
Copy that. Well, we had horses, we had goats, we had ducks, we had geese, we had rabbits. The kids were heavily into 4-H, and the dogs and whatever went down to Hadley Acres for the 4-H group down there.
Yeah, Hadley's a nice little town. It's just a couple of general stores, and it's now, well, they just built a Dollar General there. But I could see that developing into a nice little town someday.
So every little four corners has got to have the Dollar General. Where I live up in Lapeer, there's a Dollar General just north of Lapeer on M18, on M6, in Gladwin, where I live in Gladwin, there's one north on M18, and then on M61 in each direction, east of town and west of town, there's a Dollar General. Then there's one down in Beaverton. Then we have one up in Sugar Springs, and we got one over off M30, I don't know where they think the customers are going to come from. There's only so many people.
Yeah, don't forget the one in Standish where I go running. You can't swing a dead cat without hitting down with a girl up there.
I saw a little thing on Facebook about it, like, you know, they're just like, they're multiplying all by themselves, you know, they don't even know how many they have because it's like self-splitting. They just keep dividing and conquering.
All right, John, I am going to let you go here. You are fading out on me real fast. I'm coming into Oxford. I'm going to lose this signal to the Lapeer. So thanks for the contact. And 73 to you. I'll give you the final. Whiskey 8, Delta Lima Kilo.
All right, 7-3, and enjoy your day. Don't work too hard. This is WHAD Mobile, stop on I-75.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees.
Good morning. W8JBE Mobile.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees.
W8JDE Mobile, Flint. W8JDE Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 69 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 69 degrees. Thank you. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 69 degrees. VHF hub, disconnected. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 69 degrees.
Good evening and welcome to the LaPierre County Net. This net meets every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on the WHLAP repeater.
Good evening, 2000 hours.
On and operated. My name is Kevin. Call sign is KB8TAR, and I'll be net control for this evening. At this time, are there any mobile or portable stations wishing to check in? Please call now. Any stations with announcements for the net, please call now. All right, nothing heard. Take your general check-ins now. Anyone wishing to join the net this evening, please call net control now.
Check.
This is Kilo Bravo 8 Whiskey Golf, Georgia in Flushing.
All right, just a few check-ins here. We did have a double. We got on the list N8VLC and KB8WGG. So if you did not hear your call sign, please call again.
KB8VAK.
KB8ZTX.
All right, we picked up Dick and Terry. Any other stations, please call now. All right. Let's get started. Hopefully we'll pick up a few more. All right, Vicki, go ahead and stand by Dick. N8VLC, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, this is N8VLC. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, Kevin. Thanks for doing the net. Hopefully everybody got out and cast their vote for this very important election. And I'm sitting here waiting for the election results to roll in a hot Tacoma, so I won't hold you guys up very long. I am going out fast. Hopefully you all have a good evening, and I will turn it back to net control. And 8VLC, back to you, Kevin.
Yeah, I did something similar a few months ago to myself. I learned a valuable lesson. So, all right, Vicky, stay with us. Vic, go ahead, stand by George, KCATHA-KBATAR.
Yeah, good evening, Kevin, and everybody else on the net. Everything's kind of going fine here. My wife was in the hospital again here recently, and now she's back home. Now I've got a problem with infection in her bones. And so she's got to be on antibiotic IV for 6 weeks. And so twice a day I get to hook her up to a bag on an IV pole and lots of fun. So what's going on here? Back to you, Kevin. KCATHA.
Oh, wow. Dick, yeah, I hope that works out. I guess it's at least she's getting treatment. So, yeah, again, I hope that works out. Oh, shoot, I've lost my train of thought now. All right, let's see. George, go ahead. Stand by Terry, KBWGG, KBATAR.
Good evening. This is KBAWGG. Yes, indeed. Beautiful day outside today if you like rain. Well, it wasn't really raining. It was kind of misty sometimes. I was out riding the four-wheel a little bit, and it was damp. Not really rainy, but it was damp. Here in Flushing, anyways. I don't know about any place else, but it was. Thought I had lost my wallet. Come to find out, it was sitting on top of the four-wheeler. I had stopped and got gas for it. Went down to the gas station, and I could have swore I put it in my pants, in my coat pocket. But it wasn't there. Ran all the way around all the trails that I went through, couldn't find it. Came back, told the wife, my daughter was here. She ran downstairs. She said, did you look at the four-wheeler? I said, no, I put it in my pocket. But there it is, sitting on the four-wheeler. Thank you very much. At least saved a lot of pain in the butt there, taking just all them things straightened out. Especially that credit card. Okay. got a light put on the garage. The one that was up there, the daylight switch or whatever you want to call the thing, wasn't working properly. It would come on when it wanted to and went off when it wanted to. But anyways, got a new one up there. The young man charged $245 for it. But then again, the young man, he was up there half an hour playing with that thing, and then he bought the light fixture, so I really can't complain about the price. I think he did a good job. I still can't find anybody to drive on. So, I don't know what to do. KBAWGG.
I think you said you can't find anybody to do drywall. Small stuff I'll do, but I haven't had any major construction projects in years for drywall. But all right, George, very good. And okay, Terry, you're next, and then we'll take a standby. KEZTX, KBATAR.
KBATAR, this is KEZTX. Good evening, everybody. And Kevin, thanks again for hosting the net. Today was one of those wonderful days that I tried to pick up all my neighbor's leaves out of my yard. I wasn't entirely successful. I've got a couple more days to go yet. I mean, I love trees, but I hate the leaves all over the place. But it will get done. And, yeah, the wife's over here in a pasta coma. I mean, it's her fault. She suggested it. So I'm not quite so bad. But, and Kevin, for your info, we're playing around trying to make a couple of the J-poles out of the ladder line. We'll see how well that works out and how good I am at it. But so far, so good. And everything else has been going pretty well, I guess. Yeah, I've got the garlic planted and trying to bury the rest of the garden and be done with that for the season. But that's about it, I guess. So back to that. KBA. ZZX.
Oh, very good. Well, the thing about that project, or the Ladderline J-poles, is if you mess up, you toss it out and you get another hunk and you try again. So you're not out a great deal of money. What did I do here the last few days? I set one of the trailer lights on my utility trailer was not functioning properly. So long story short, I got that fixed, and then I got some bird food out for the first time this year. And I don't know, within 30 minutes, there was a whole flock of them out there mowing down on it. So they really like it. All right, we are at the bottom of our list. Hopefully we can pick up a few more stations here. So we're looking for new check-ins. Any new stations wishing to check in, please call now.
This is KDZTP, Patrick and Flint. I'll be in and out.
All right, good evening, guys. We picked up Rob and we picked up Patrick. Thank you for the check-in, Patrick. So, Rob, you are up. AE8IO, KB8TAR. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, it has been kind of a drizzly and cloudy day today. Got off work just a little early, which worked out nicely since it's election day. And we went down and we did our duty. And, now it's all in their hands now. So we're just chilling out. We probably won't have any news on anything until morning. But good to hear folks checking in. And I don't know, I'm just thankful it's a quiet night. So, and I got my ICOM HF working, and my dad came over and helped me tune the antenna, so I am fully capable of 100 watts on the wire, and so I've got several different check-ins now, so I'm in my free time. I'm getting on the air a little more often, mostly on the weekend, but so that's nice. So we'll turn it back to Net Control, KBATAR. This is AE8IO.
Yeah, I saw your post on Slack there, Rob, when I was looking through there. And, yeah, very good. I'm glad you got your antenna set up, fixed, and working. It's just going to be a lot of fun. All right, let's take one more check-in before we go back up to the top. So any new stations wishing to check in, please call now. All right, nothing additional hurts. Let's go back up to the top. Vicki, go ahead. Stand by Dick. NABLC, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, this is NABLC. Dick, I just want to send my best wishes and prayers to your wife. That is just an awful thing to have to go through. And, you know, just let her know that we're all thinking about her and sending nothing but good thoughts her way. And to you as well. I know it can be hard on the spouse. So I just wanted to throw that in. So I will send it back to Net Control. This is NAVLC. Back to you, Kevin.
All right. Thank you, Vicki. Yeah, I think we could all say that and all feel that way for Dick's wife. Hope everything works out. So, Dick, go ahead. Stand by, George. KC8BHA, KB8TAR.
Well, thank you, everybody, and I hope it does, too. Hopefully she's going to get better and we'll get back to normal again. But other than that, the leaves are still coming down, like you say. I told my neighbor across the street who doesn't have any trees that... Yeah, those were my leaves, but when they fall on your lot, they're not your leaves. He just laughed, you know. And of course, I helped him pick them up too, because I was over there today with my lawnmower with the track back on the back, sucking them up for him, and went looked out a little later, and he was picking up what was left. So other than that, this everybody 73, and talk to you later. KC8GK, back to net.
Yes, sometimes it works out that way, that the ownership is transferred. let's see, 2 weekends ago, I was up at my mom's with some of my brothers picking up leaves, and then there was a windstorm, I don't know how many weeks ago that was, so my daughter's branch fell on our neighbor's lot, so I hopped over the fence and was sawing those up for the neighbors. Ownership doesn't always transfer. All right, George, go ahead, stand by Terry, KB8WGG, KB8TAR.
Hey, KB8WGG, yes indeed. Doesn't always transfer, is absolutely correct. I've got a maple tree out here that is well aged, let's say, and it keeps dropping off branches. And last winter I had a branch about 15 feet long and about 6-8 inches in the middle. So fortunately the young man behind me has a burn pit, and they have cookouts, whatever you want to call them, out there about once a week. So I shoved it over with the snowplow, by the way. And they chopped it up and used it. So it didn't go to waste, and I got rid of it. And somebody got used it. Okay, everything else around here is doing well. We are, like everybody says, we're waiting for the results in the election. I looked at the TV before I came upstairs, and several states have gone towards Trump. Maine has gone towards our illustrious, whatever the name is, the lady. Okay, well, we'll let it go at that. But I hope our gentleman wins, period. Okay, this is KB8WGG. I guess this is second round. I'll hang in there just in case everybody wants to yell and say something else.
Yeah, George, this is the second round. So. Once again, glad you made the net. All right, Terry, you're next. Stand by Rob, KB8ZTX, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, KB8ZTX. Yeah, the whole possession thing about leaves is it's always a battle. We live on the north side of the road, so prevailing winds tend to bring everything to us. And that makes all the neighbors on the south side happy. And they tend to complain about the dust on a gravel road, and I think, what do you got to complain about? It all blows over to me. But if anybody has any right to complain, we do. But nobody cares. you just do what you got to do and deal with it. Fortunately for us, the leaves make great compost and work well in the garden. And other than the fact that I really don't enjoy cleaning them up, I don't mind having them around to make use of them. But, again, we're all waiting with bated breath, and we'll see what happens by tomorrow morning, and we'll just all learn to live with whatever the results are. So, back to net, KB8ZTX, out.
All right, Terry. Yeah, I think it's going to be a long time, depending on what happens, before we know. All right, Rob, go ahead, and then we'll take a final standby. KB8IO, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, this is AE8IO. It's going out. Got to get ready for that, too. Because no matter what happens tonight, or who wins, or what's counted, still got to go to work in the morning. So, just another day on the calendar.
So I wish everybody a 73s and a speedy recovery for Dick's wife, and we'll be chatting with you later. KBATAR, this is AEAIO.
Yeah, I'm all packed up and ready to go. I'm heading into the office tomorrow as well there, Rob, so I guess we'll have some more fun. Another day of fun. All right, we're at the bottom of our list, so we're looking for any other new check-ins for the net. Please call now. Any other business or rechecks for the net, please call now. All right, nothing hurts, so thank you everyone for joining, and we'll now return the repeater to normal use. This is KBATAR 73.
VHF hub connected to Lapeer VHF. Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 70 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 70 degrees.